The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds.
Woo-hoo!
Yahoo.
Wow, okay, Yahoo.
Boom, boom, shaka, laka, laka.
Start out
boom.
Good and then,
yeah, and the crowd went, yay.
And the crowd goes wild, yay.
Yeah, exactly.
Today is Sunday once again, May 21st, 2023. My name is Mark Kent. I'm your host once again for Sovereign Mind, the radio cast, I guess it is. Anyway, I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy snickering.
That's right. Somebody's got to do it.
It's a hard knock's life.
And the kid that rocks around the clock faster than a speeding internet connection, more powerful than a speeding download, attempts to be black belt in RAM, Cyber David Johnson.
Good morning.
There you go. I have some derogatory comment about him, but I forgot what it was. Anyway. I'm sure it was appropriate.
That works both ways.
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah, we like to have fun.
Hey, if you can't take it, don't dish it out.
That's all right. I have
to say. There she goes. Cut her mic, Liam. And our producer, Liam, who's doing a great job in there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Except he didn't cut your mic.
Of course not.
Oh, there.
You don't understand. Liam and I know each other quite well.
That's why you just cut your mic.
Nope, he did not.
Okay.
Nice try.
We're brought to you by...
Behind door number one. No prize for you.
Up.
No more cashews for you.
Go eat a walnut. Brought to you by Julie Foster Insurance, Allstate Insurance Agent. She's down there in Red Bluff at 810 Main Street, and her number is 530-527-5534. She's the best and will take care of all of your insurance needs. And Luke Pearson Construction, Customs Homes and Excavating, licensed and bonded at 530-605-9575. And I got to call Jeff at Crackmasters.
I do too. I got to go see him again.
I got two rocks hit my windshield. Going, it's like, come on, it's like simultaneously. And I was way back from the truck.
I'm telling you, see, that's the problem. The farther back you are,
so
the more they
the
bounce
top.
And hit your windshield.
Do they bounce over the top of you when you're close? Or go underneath? This is ridiculous. This is crazy.
Yeah, I've got a crack in my windshield again.
I was like 300 yards off. The frickin' rocks are still bouncing?
I went 5 years driving to McLeod and never got a crack. And then I retired in January. And I've gotten 3 cents.
Well, according to Jeff, a lot of the problem is because the quality of the glass isn't like it used to be. It's all coming out of China, all to the lowest bidder. It doesn't matter what car you drive. You could have a Lexus or, you know, a little tiny car, Mini Cooper, and the quality of the glass is exactly the same.
Speaking of wise cracks, but I'm bump, bump.
Two quick announcements just before we end up doing that. The first one is for anybody that's driving over towards Cyprus. Evil Knievel, Officer Land Pirate, is out over there underneath the bridge. So just be aware of that while you're driving. The other
Evil Knievel. Okay.
You know, motorcycle cop, Land Pirate, sits underneath there and catches everybody one day of the year.
Now I know about him.
Before we get to our guest, who was here in the studio with us, making wisecracks. Mike Quinn, he's here with us. I guess we'll introduce him now, then we'll do the rest of the announcements.
How you doing, Mike? Yeah, we can do that. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing great.
Good. He's going to give us some information about Reading Rodeo. But first, let's talk about mountaintopmedia.com and get that in here on the board. We will be doing more and more podcasts, it seems like. We got one show. I don't know if it got uploaded this last week.
It should be coming out that we did on the Beef Initiative.
Yeah, and then we have another one we're going to come out. But we had to...
We're going to recut that one.
Yeah, we got to massage that one. It didn't come out the way I wanted it to. And so, you know, it's like weird. It's just like being at the radio. Some days you're on, some days you're off, you know. You can't be 190% all the time. Sometimes you're only 90, you know.
And to let people know about Mountaintop Media, you can also get in contact with them and do your own shows, or if you just want to do one here or there or whatever, you can get with them, go in their studio, and you can cut that program or that information out on YouTube and everything.
They're open for business.
Yes, they are open for business.
And who do they get all, I guess go to mountaintopmedia.com and figure out who to talk to.
Yeah. So there
give
you
Leslie,
go.
Give Leslie, talk to Leslie maybe? I don't know.
I haven't looked. I'll look why Mike tells us why he's in to give the contact.
Let's finish off a couple more announcements. We got big old
tires. I thought
tires
we were going to do them after.
Well, no. I don't know. Are we? I just show up here and start talking. I don't know.
Because I got a couple. Whichever way you want to do it,
I got one more.
Let's do the announcements because that way we get them out of the way and we don't have to come back. And then we'll get to Mike.
Who wants to go? I'll go.
Go ahead.
Don't forget that next weekend is Memorial Day weekend. And so on May 29th, out at Igoat Cemetery, I believe it starts at noon and there'll be a flyover and they will have a ceremony, so to speak, in regards to Memorial Day out there. It's always a good day to take the kids out and the whole family and learn a little bit about our military and our veterans. And then on May 30th, down at the convention center, trying to remember what that place is, the Grove down there, they will be laying wreaths down there on the 30th at 11 a.m., and then there's a free lunch afterwards. So yesterday, a lot of us went out, placed flags and flowers in the cemetery with the veterans, and that's always a good deal, but don't forget about Memorial Day. And then, speaking of the chapel out there, don't forget that we can't use the chapel out there.
Why?
At the cemetery.
Why?
Because they red flagged it, so to speak, because of the water system out there.
Who red flagged it? The county?
The state fire marshal. And it's been that way since November, I want to say.
What?
Yeah.
So the sprinklers don't work inside the building?
Well, what happened is it's all tied together with the other water systems. So, quote, if there was a fire, the pressure isn't good enough. If the water was running on the grounds and you had a fire, there's not enough pressure in the system for the sprinklers to be activated
like they need to be. What's it going to burn?
Just saying.
These California laws are so stupid.
So since then, they haven't been able to have any events, if you want to call it that, ceremony services for the veterans inside the chapel that's been built. They've had to be outside in the heat.
It's just the finger in your eye. That's all this is. So let's. Do you got one more, Dave, or what do you got going? And then we'll go to Mike.
I do. I ended up having an experience this last week to where I needed a plumber, and I needed to have him help me out with something. And so I had Greg's pump ended up coming out. You can find him. He's here local. He's just a guy in a truck, 530-282-5395. And he does pump and well service. And from my experience with him, I've given him a shout-out. He doesn't even know I'm doing it. So there we go.
Well, I got one more before we move
on.
It's
funny. I was just going to say, I just fixed my well and pumped this past week. I had no idea. Go ahead, Linda.
All right. Don't forget, on June 17th, we have the Northern California Beef Initiative Micro Summit coming to Cottonwood.
Very good.
It's at 19490 Draper Road in Cottonwood. Tickets are $99. That includes your lunch and dinner. And there's going to be a lot of information given at that event down there at the Duvenvorden Ranch. Dairy, I should say.
Duvenvorden.
Duvenvorden. Mark down there is a great guy. If you are a producer, you can get boosts down there and let people know. So we're trying to make the partnership of putting ranchers and producers together in Northern California because of everything that's coming out. It's very important to know where your food's coming from, what's in your food, and all of that. So if you're interested, contact Jed at 650-823-9542.
So now we're getting to our guest who needs no introduction because he's not going to get one. Mike Quinn is here. Mike's been around for a long time, a tax guy. He's radio. I mean, I can't even think of all the hats that he's wearing or worn. Or is now? Are you a member of Reading Rodeo now? Is that what?
No, I just kind of took it upon myself because I got a little tired of people saying we're not going to have a rodeo or they're not going to give them a long-term lease. And you know, I kind of retired from one job and I had some time, and pretty soon I'm in the middle of it.
I used to be a member of Reading Rodeo a while back. That's why I was wondering. If you haven't been to one of their meetings, it's kind of fun, you know, Robert's Rules of Order and stuff. But so you're just kind of, you know, throwing your hat in the arena, so to speak, because of this lease with the city and all this garbage.
Yeah, wasn't it three of the city council members voted to not extend the lease?
Right. And here's the bottom line on it. The Rodeo Association would like to put more money into the place. But if you get a three-year lease...
Yeah, why would you?
You can't, because the bank won't loan you any money on a three-year lease.
Not only that, I mean, you're going to put a bunch of money in and then walk away?
They've been there 75 years. I think that they've proven themselves. And so what we're asking for, I started a program called 75 More. And it's a 15-year lease with 4 15-year extensions, and just say, folks, we value, because you are Reading.
Well, and do they have another
Heritage Day?
They don't have another place to go, really. I know they were going to do that big horse park we talked about years ago.
I was on that committee.
Were you on that committee? Yeah.
Kept it in the city of Reading.
Yeah, and they were going to, you know, just do the whole thing, you know, with the arena and the stadium and all that stuff, and that just all fell through, evidently.
Well, the city of Reading's, I don't know what you call them, but they...
Well, we know we could call them, but they'd probably
at
be
the time,
us, you know?
At the time, I made the presentation to the county, and the county said unanimously, and all we asked for was that you join in with McConnell, the county, and the city, and look into this. We deem it valuable, and there were people appointed from the county and people appointed from the city to look into this. We spent hundreds of hours.
Sounds like the Bermuda Triangle or something.
And and we came to the unanimous agreement that the city needed it. Everything about it was good. The county said 5-0. Let's enter into those negotiations. Went to the city council that night, and it was 3-2 against even talking about it.
What is their problem?
Wow.
Well, I don't know. You can't figure out what people's problems are. So this has just been going on and on and on. And when it hit the 75th anniversary, you have to play off your numbers. This is really good to look at it right now. 75 more is what we want. They just got through with a very successful rodeo last night.
Right.
You know, 4 days. I remember when it was 2 days. It was Friday and Saturday. Then they
did
Thursday,
Friday,
Saturday.
They bring
Saturday.
A ton of revenue into the,
right,
into the county.
Yeah.
What is I don't get it. What are they, for animal rights or something? Is that what the slant is? I'm just trying to
understand. No, people want the land down there.
Oh, I see. Somebody wants the
pretty
land.
Pretty valuable
who
land
wants
down
the
there.
Land
well,
down
yeah,
there?
It's valuable.
Who wants it? I mean, who wants the land? Just anybody in particular?
They're paying a group $1 million to study, to do a study on the property down
what
there.
What group?
I don't know. I got to find out because I understand they don't have public meetings.
Wasn't Y2 or one
K2,
of those?
K2. Or
K2,
like
yeah,
that.
I'm sorry.
And, you know, there's a little pressure Y2K. Being put on these guys, yeah. There's some pressure being put on these people because what's going on there isn't right.
Well, is somebody getting their palm greased to do the study? I mean, what's up with that? $1 million?
$1 million?
$1 million. That's a lot of long grain to be doing a study about who wants to buy a piece of property.
From a group that's already presented a study?
Yeah. I was going to say, wasn't it a couple of years ago they did a study on all of that?
Well, it happens that kind of the same group gets the same.
I'm in the
contract.
Wrong business. I'm going to start a study business.
But we got to go right back to the focus of this and giving the Rodeo Association 75 years, 15-year contracts, 4 extensions, and you'll see them go down there and. We'll be able to clean it up, make it bigger, make it better. It was broadcast live on the Cowboy Channel. That's how important this was. This rodeo, and they came and gave them an honor for 75th anniversary. They were inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame. as a rodeo. Wow. When you go back to the history of what's happened, we have leaping bulls. We got well, things that where, nobody else can have.
That's where Lane Frost rode Red Rock. Yeah.
And so it's known, and it's such a quality one when they had, I think it was the Wrangler Championship Series started a few years ago, and that's why we moved our Saturdays just to that. We were the first rodeo that they wanted to start that whole series, that whole nationwide series at. It started here because they understand the quality of it and the people who are working behind it. And there's thousands and thousands of hours that are put into doing it. And the Asphalt Cowboys, that's their home too. And look what they do. And
right.
All this money goes back to the community. There's scholarships. There's you know, things being bought in our community. The amount of people that come in when I was taking these signatures, and they said, well, I'm not from this area.
I don't mean to interrupt, but who are the people that are voting against it? You said it's 3-2.
Yeah.
Who are the people voting against it? Can we put their names up so we know who they are?
Yeah. What is Tessa?
Tanessa, Audette, and Julie Winter, and Jack Munns. And Mike DeQuisto helped me. Mike DeQuisto, mayor, sat down there one night with me and was getting petitions signed.
Wow.
I mean, he's dedicated.
And these guys aren't saying any reason why they're against.
Well, there's, you know, it's come out. I said, well, we're really not against it. We just, you know, want
we're
you
just
to conform.
Not for it.
Yeah, we're just not for it. And now that there's a little bit of pressure being, you know, put to them, all of a sudden
that's
they're so saying,
stupid.
Well, we're really for it.
We don't want to extend the lease any amount of time.
I really like you, but I don't.
Yeah.
I
like you, you know, as long as I can get your vote, as long as it doesn't hurt my vote.
I like you under certain circumstances. So, other times, not so much.
So they're always complaining there's not enough money,
right?
Whether it's city or county or whatever.
I don't know if it's enough money or enough taxes.
Well,
they found $1 million to do a study.
Right. But they want to spend money to do a study, but they want to get rid of something that is one of the biggest money makers.
Yeah, it is.
Well, this is the progressive.
That's logical, right?
This is the progressive ideological argument of societal class.
Okay. Los Angeles County
has
banned rodeos. So it's coming, folks. When you talk about you just said it, the progressive is going to slowly seep in. They start with L.A. They say, no, we don't want to. You know, they're bad to the animals. No, they're not. Those animals get taken care of better than people.
I was going to say most. And they got vets and everybody that's on location that's making sure of all of that.
If anything, it's the opposite. Have you ever had your ass kicked by an animal?
I have.
Yeah. I know why.
Yeah, figuratively and literally.
So since they already took the vote and everything, and you're gathering the
they took it, but, you know, it's going to get brought up again soon, and we need to back our mayor, Mike DeQuisto, 100%.
Well,
we need to show up at the meetings, folks.
You need to vote those other people out. This whole progressive thing is just getting...
Let's have a recall on everybody. Yeah. I mean, you know, let's just start over. Yeah. It's because, and they want to recall every time somebody does something they don't like. Now, we're doing this in a different way, and I'm going to give you guys some of these letters. I need to get them out. We need them just for people who vote, who live in Reading. Because we're going to the Reading City Council at this point. So we got all the support from other people, but these special letters are going to go out. The first thing I did was just these kind of a survey petition, and that actually came from the Asphalt Cowboys. So, now we're going to put out the letter, and I want 18,000 letters, and from the response I got down there, I don't think I'll have any problem.
Okay.
So you'll find these in businesses. You'll find them online. You guys, you know, I'll email you the things. You can email it to all the people and say, if you're a Reading citizen, we need signatures. Anyway, it's gathering is going to be the hardest part.
Post it on Facebook in a PDF or something, and then you can post it on my Facebook, and I'll like it and share it, and then go from there.
We've got a site called 75 More, and we'll send it around. We'll have this petition in there, and we need original signatures on it. We have to follow all the rules so that, you know, they can't say, well, that one doesn't count and that one doesn't count. Doesn't have to go to the, you know, registrar's office or anything to be checked. But we want to send a message. Guys, don't mess. Don't mess with this. It you know, when you talk about anything that happens in Reading, they have a tourism bureau for Reading. What's the biggest thing we got is the rodeo.
Well, and here's the thing that really bothers me about this whole situation. Rodeo is the first place and the last place that I've heard our Pledge of Allegiance, a national anthem, that was sung. We didn't even do it for the fireworks. We didn't do it for the fireworks for the last 2 years in Reading. But we actually did for the rodeo. And you actually saw a community come together, hats on their chest, and the America of old, that's what it brings to Reading. Right now, I mean, all right, so bombs bursting in air. That has absolutely no meaning to me aside from twinkly lights, aside from the history that's behind that, the history they're trying to erase, the rodeo that they're trying to erase. It's sickening.
They had the world's largest flag fly from the helicopter.
Mm-hmm, I saw that.
And every
I saw
night,
that, yeah.
That was something to see. Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, every hat was taken off. Everybody was saying it. They sang the Star Spangled Banner. Everybody sang along. And everybody stopped. As soon as it started, if they were out in the food courts and stuff like that, they stopped.
Well, that's probably more the issue than it is anything else, is that the cowboy community is pretty much made of patriots, isn't it?
Yep. And you know, it's not...
they're all American. Oh, terrible.
It's not just people who are cowboys. People love to go to the show. So the kids absolutely love that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they love going to the show and seeing it. And you know, it's not that you have to be a cowboy or anything like that. There's tons of people who've never been on a horse. They love the rodeo.
I've never been on a horse, and I loved it.
Yeah, you brought up a good point. How many events is left, even in the North State, that a whole family can go to and enjoy it?
At a reasonable price.
You know?
What were the tickets this year?
I think I had pretty premier tickets. They were $35.
Okay. So you could probably get in the bleachers for like 12 or 15.
They were in the bleachers, but they were dead center and stuff like that. And... It's just they ran out of tickets. There were people standing outside, you know, selling extra ones, and people buying them just to get in because it was sold out, especially Saturday night. That's the big Friday, Saturday night.
Right.
It should be Saturday because that's the third go around, and that's when they're going to see all the winners. That's why Saturday's the big deal usually.
Yeah, and then it used to be just Friday, Saturday. And then they made a Thursday as family night. Now they got Wednesday night.
Yeah, now it's like almost a week or 10 days of events.
Well, they used to do special events too, where they had the special needs kids out there, and
that's Mondays.
We put them up on horses and help them ride the horses.
That's Mondays. Yeah. Not a dry eye in
the
arena.
So they did the whole week. They did the whole week. Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's what they call slack, and that's the people. They have so many contestants, especially in the women's barrel racing, that they'll go almost all night long to get everybody in there, to get them, you know, qualified and get the top ones, you know, to do the race off on it. Bull riding, same thing. You can go get a free show down there during slack time. And there's nothing better. And then you got all the other things that go on around, you know, the pancake breakfast, the parade, all of this stuff. It's a heritage week of Reading. It says every town celebrates themselves with something. Dunsmuir has railroad days. I mean, every town has something. And this is ours. And to even think of moving it,
are they thinking of moving it, or are they thinking of ending it?
There's people that want that area down there. It's riverfront property.
Because if you get rid of it, you don't have any place to go, aren't you effectively ending it?
Well, that's kind of the idea. Now, where are you going to put that, and how much is it going to cost you to move that? Let's just say, okay, we agree to move it. You're going to have to find 40 acres. You're going to have parking. You're going to have water, electricity, sewer, all hooked up, plus a big new arena. And first of all, it'll take, if you start right now, it won't be done for 5 or 6 years.
Easy.
And you have to find a place where the neighbors aren't going to complain. And now how far out are you going to end up,
right,
you know, with this thing? No, it's Reading's Rodeo. That's the home. That's where it's going to stay, period. And, you know, if there's people that don't like that and they're in the city council, then they won't be in the city council.
Yep.
There's no threat to this or anything like that. We're just saying, if you people don't understand at this point, and don't tell me that, well, I support it, but I voted against it.
I hate that. That doublespeak crap just gets me.
I don't like doublespeak, and, you know, this is the passion. I grew up around horses and rodeo stuff and things like that, and loved every minute. I went to the National Western Stock Show in Denver and every January, and we couldn't wait to get in there. It was, you know, the indoor, and it was one of the big ones because obviously in Denver you got to be indoors.
Have you been to Vegas?
No.
Yeah, that's a hell of a deal there too. Yeah. You know, it's not like a rodeo. It's more like a concert event where, you know, you go in there and they got laser lights coming all over the place. You know, and then here comes the bull riders and all the. Pretty wild.
It's America. The Cowboy Channel is great. If you want some rodeo, just go watch that. And Reading was on there live. Mm. Mm-hmm. You know, people could watch it. It's great. And you have the same announcers and things, and they talk about the things that are going on. And, you know, the celebration this year, the big year, 75. So we're going to give them another 75. Yeah. They deserve
it. So people need to really get this information out to the community and let people know, because I don't think everybody knows that it's that point that they're trying to push it. And we need to get that information out so that they know more and more and get people to sign on to
when
this.
When we had these.
Do we got to go to a break here?
Looks like we do.
Yeah, probably need to get to a break and then we come back and wrap it up.
Yeah.
Okay. With that, we will take a break. You've been listening to 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, KCNR.
We got fentanyl on every street. Supply chain short, the border's weak. Now 20 bucks feels more like four. Inflation's knocking down our door. Gasoline's at an all-time high. Balloons from China crossed our sky all day. That's why I'm part of the FJB Club. I'm part of the FJB Club. Holler if you're part of the FJB Club. Everybody let me hear you scream. That's why I'm part of the FJB Club. I'm part of the FJB Club. Holler if you're part of the FJB Club. Get the old man more ice cream. FJB.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals, if it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our communities when minutes matter.
We're back. Sovereign Minds, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we're here in the studio with Mike Quinn, who's talking about the rodeo and problems associated with keeping the rodeo. And he's got a petition that he's going to be sending out there and getting all over the place for people to sign and get back to him so that we can stop the city council from, I don't know, not representing the people.
And just okay, to clarify, this is for situation. People that live in the in Reading,
yes.
Not in the county.
Right. We did, down at the rodeo, we got hundreds, thousands of people, and that was on the Asphalt Cowboys petition. Mm-hmm. We took them from, there was a family that came from Europe to come to the Reading Rodeo because they wanted to see an American rodeo, and they picked Reading.
I bet,
it was
wow.
fascinating.
Story. I bet if we had a gay pride rodeo down there, they'd all vote for it.
All over the state, yeah.
I'm not sure what that is, but I'm curious.
That's a different type of animal.
Okay. So it was interesting, you know, I talked to people from Texas and Wyoming and Utah and Washington and Oregon and all over the state of
right.
California. They come. This is the biggest thing we got, and they love it up here. It's so close to the action. It's constant motion and stuff like that. It is a perfect rodeo, and it's been recognized as that. And we need to give them more support. We need to give them long-term contracts guaranteed.
It's history. I mean, when you end up looking at it, average age of life in America, according to CDC, is 86 years. All right, so you've got 75 years of history right now that these people are trying to destroy and kick out.
Well, that could be the real reason behind a lot of this stuff is that they want to get rid of traditional values. They want to get rid of
history. They don't want us to know anything about history.
They want to paint history in America a lot of times as something that was really bad when it's the best thing that ever happened in the world as far as economics, as far as freedom, as far as liberty, as far as everything for everyone. But, of course, you know, they're the bad guys that – you know, whatever, for whatever reason.
I guarantee you there's somebody in some lab somewhere trying to come up with an electric bull.
you think
I'm joking.
Oh, well, I have no doubt.
They
but
get
there's
rid of cows.
Different types of electric bulls that
they
can be out there.
They want to get rid of cows, you know, because there's methane. And
right.
Wait a minute, weren't there 280 million buffalo across the...
Well, you got to wonder about the city council. Did they think that this was just going to go under the radar and the people
no.
of the city and stuff would not get
no,
wind of
no
it?
No change. They just said... Pretty much voted when they voted not to give an extension of the lease, an extended extension of the lease. They're pretty much saying we want to just leave it at 3 years, knowing it's going to kill them. It's slowly, they can't improve the grounds because you cannot get a loan
right.
from a bank with a 3-year lease. So by giving them this 75, we can now make that facility what we want, it belongs.
This could be it. Okay, I just got this article I was going to read today, and this kind of is an appropriate time to do. New York to track residents' food purchases and place caps on meat served by public institutions. New York City will begin tracking carbon footprint of household food consumption and putting caps on how much red meat can be served in public institutions as part of a sweeping initiative to achieve 33% reduction in carbon emissions of food by 2030. This is the kind of crap these people believe in. You know, let's stop eating red meat because we got a carbon footprint, you know.
Eat the bugs instead.
Yeah, well, they're doing that in Oregon already with cows, I do believe, and all that you can't, you know, process them or anything.
They're putting it in their feed. They're spraying the fields where they go eat. They're doing everything they can.
Oh, yeah, with mRNA, they're doing the meat, they're doing the plants, they're doing the feed.
Well, let me read the rest of this story here. Mayor Eric Adams and representatives from the Mayor's Office of Food Policy and Mayor's Office of Climate Environmental Justice announced the new programs last month at the Brooklyn Culinary Center run by NYC Health Plus Hospitals, the city's public health care system, just the day before Earth Day. I mean, how surreal does this have to get? In the event of the Mayor's Office of Climate and Environmental Justice shared a new chart to be included in the city's annual greenhouse gas inventory, the publicity tracks the carbon footprint created by household food consumption, The Gothamist reported.
There was
that's a freaking, like, that's like an article out of 1984 or something. Anybody who would, the food and environmental justice guys that are getting ready to get ready your red meat? I mean, what do they watch? What the hell is going on?
Soylent Green.
And it reminds me, too, there was an article not that long ago that they were talking about how within our lifetime, one in five children is going to be AI. Yeah.
Oh, what could go wrong with that?
Well, we got a president.
I'm a part of the Borg, and I must assimilate you. You know, I mean.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
it's coming. There's so much weird stuff. But
so let's go ahead and wrap it up. What do you got?
Yeah. So you will be seeing this letter coming out. It's going to come out. It's going to be at businesses where you can sign. We want a husband to sign one side, a wife to sign the other, two different ones. Voting, if they're 18 or older, if they're not registered to vote, this is a good way to say, hey, if you support this, you got to vote. So we're going to get a whole bunch of people registering to vote. We get them in our local thing, and just, there isn't a single person that didn't say, give me that. Let me sign these. And so we're going to present this to the board, and we're going to just say, hey, city council, this is what the people want. And we don't give us $1 million. Give us back $1 million to do the study. We don't need a study done down there. We'll improve the grounds, and give that to the Rodeo Association as a start, because they're going to really fix that place up. We're going to have more seating. It's going to be bigger and better than ever. And we need to completely support these guys. They put in so many hours, and it's nationally recognized rodeo. We know what it is here. We fill up the stands, and so this is just an awareness for them. It's a congratulations, guys. We're willing to back you up.
Very good.
All right.
Very good.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and giving us that information.
Thanks,
on
Mike.
It.
Thanks for coming in.
Appreciate and we time. Will get the information out as much as we can.
All right. I got to finish this article because you can't make this crap up. New York launched its American Express C40 Cities Eco Data Lab. Commissioner Rohit Agarwala from the New York Department of Environmental Protection announced at this event, Agarwala, who founded Google Smart City subsidiaries Sidewalk Labs, celebrated the expanded data collection as forging a new standard for what cities have to do in a new way to shape policy. He said the inventory will measure greenhouse gas pollution from the production and consumption of other consumer goods like apparel, whether or not these items are made in New York or not. It also tracks emissions tied to services like travel and healthcare. But Adam's presentation at the event focused on food consumption, particularly meat and dairy. Food is the third biggest source of city emission right after buildings and transportation. What? Are you crazy? I mean, food is the third thing in line on emissions? How stupid? What?
So the way to reduce food is
to reduce consumption.
And to reduce consumption, you need to
get rid of some of the consumers.
Interesting. Ah. Weird how that works.
I know. Progressive thinking is really good.
Well, it depends. What are you calling food? It depends. What are you calling food and non-food?
While we're creating our utopian Earth model, we're actually creating hell on Earth if you're not on the right part of the food chain.
It would seem that way, but this is a plan that they've had for quite a while. I mean, my Rumble channel on one of my very first videos was talking about the Great Reset and how you're going to own nothing and how you're going to like it and how you're going to eat.
Do you
the
know what they remind me of?
Do
you remember what was that? Was that Toy Story where they had the little three-eyed groups of aliens out there where the guy would come out there and he goes, "Yeah, we're going to do this," and they'll go, "Yay, yay!"
Okay,
if you want to know.
Mike's back, by the way.
Yeah, they came back in for this one. Yeah, gloves are off, folks. This is from the book COVID-19, The Great Reset by Klaus Schwab. World Order. Listen to what he puts in writing. He has no qualms about telling you what he's going to do. He says at least 4 billion useless eaters shall be eliminated by the year 2050 by means of limited wars, organized epidemics, rapidly acting diseases, and starvation. Energy, food, and water shall be kept at subsistence levels for the non-elite.
Right. That's why.
Starting with, this gets better, starting with the white populations of Western Europe and North America and then spreading to other races. The population of Canada, Western Europe, and the United States will be decimated more rapidly than on other continents until the world's population reaches a manageable level of 1 billion, of which 500 million will consist of Chinese and Japanese races selected because they are people who have been regimented for centuries and who are accustomed to obeying authority without question.
He's already done it, so let's get this straight. They created the pandemic.
Yes.
They introduce a vaccine, quote-unquote. People wouldn't go along with their program, so now they're putting the vaccines into your food, whether it's by pork or by the plants or whatever, so that they can eliminate us people and make the population get smaller and smaller. They're doing exactly what he said.
How does Santa Claus plan to do this to, what is it? And I noticed that white people weren't mentioned. Maybe that's the white supremacy C-class.
Well, and let's just be honest about this. These companies that are attending the World Economic Forum, they are A-class companies. They're across all of America. They're the top form people. They're your Walmarts. They're your Costco's.
Well, and who owns all those? Get down to two companies that own it all, and that's Vanguard and BlackRock.
Let me say this. So conspiracy theories. Okay, so there was no weapons of mass destruction. Hillary did steal the primary from Bernie. No Russian collusion. COVID was a complete BS. Vaccines didn't work. Everyone is connected to Jeffrey Epstein.
Not quite. Not everyone. All of them, yes.
We're going to go a little farther on that here pretty soon. JFK was an inside job. J6 was an intelligence operation. BLM is a Marxist front. Council culture was corporate driven. Smollett was a fraud. Obama spied on Trump. Assad didn't gas his own people. So if we're right about all that, and they would never steal the elections either, right?
When does it end up being a conspiracy theory?
It's a fact.
It's a fact.
World Economic Executive Chair just appointed the head of Twitter. Nothing to see here. Yeah. Go crawl back under your rock and eat the bugs, dumbass.
Go to the rodeo, and it'll bring you back to the reality of America.
Go back to your roots. Go back to the rodeo.
I'll tell you what, you wouldn't mention any of that stuff at the rodeo, just like you wouldn't probably take Bud Light.
I didn't see a single Bud Light at the rodeo either.
No, you didn't.
But it's the people at the rodeo that are seeing what's happening with the food chain the vaccines and
stuff. I saw a display in Walmart not too long ago where it was a big Bud Light display and it says, please take
one.
They were slipping them in your cart as you were going. And that's right next to the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, which now they've destroyed.
Well, and that's going to happen pretty soon to Target. Did you see the display Target has now of the swimsuits?
Well, did you know about the swimsuit?
Yeah, we're going to cover that.
You know about the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue?
They
put four of them out. Martha Stewart's on one of them. That's not Christie Brinkley. I mean, I grew up. That was...
Unfortunately, I saw the Martha Stewart one, and it looked more like, are you liking the angle of the dangle?
But, you know, there's a fourth one, and it is not... It is a transgender on the swimsuit.
Well,
you got stabbed the heart of every young sports fan.
I saw that. It's like, really? So when the bulge, it's like, really?
Well, how about this for Target, too? This is one that we haven't mentioned yet. You've got female breast binders.
That's where I was going with these Build a Queer kits that they are sending out to the children. I kid you not.
Build a queer kit.
Is that like Mr. Potato Head?
Breast binders and tuckers being sold in the children's section of Target.
Yep.
Well, I'm not shopping.
This can be good. Because it forces that can? Them. It can be. Yes, it can be good.
Like Obama was good because it woke everybody up.
It wakes us up.
Yeah. Well, that's true. But I couldn't believe it. These kits are being shipped out to children. Their parents don't have to know about it. They have the binders and tuckers or whatever you want to call it in these kits that are going out to the children. It's called Build a Queer Kit.
So I've got some clips I want to play here, and we're going to move into this story, which is, okay, so this guy was at a meeting. His name is Peter Flattery, and he's from the National Legal and Policy Center. Stepped up to the microphone at the latest Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting in Omaha, Nebraska, and his mic was suddenly cut off as he was promptly arrested as soon as he brought up Bill Gates' connection to Jeffrey Epstein. Now, I'm going to play the clip here, and it's interesting. This comes off of the Jimmy Dore show, which is I'm finding more and more common ground with Jimmy Dore, which is really crazy too. But so now we've got Epstein connected to Bill Gates, and we've also got Epstein now connected to the big banks with the child sex trafficking. And so we got to. So I'm going to play this little clip here. And so this is the guy, he starts spilling the beans, and it's like he gets arrested. And the funny thing is, so how do we know who's arresting who? Who do the police listen to? Rich man number one or rich man number two? But here we go. Let's play this clip. Are we ready in there? All right, here we go.
Peter Flaherty is a longtime anti-corruption activist and chairman of the National Legal and Policy Center. He spoke at a recent Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting in Omaha, Nebraska. Now, that's that Warren Buffett organization. We showed you this video.
Oh.
Yes.
I can't believe you're alive, dude.
Yeah. As he was advocating for two separate people to hold the offices of chairman and CEO. And in his speech, he brought up Bill Gates' connection to Jeffrey Epstein. His mic was cut, and he was arrested. And forcibly moved from the arena.
Stop bullying Bill Gates.
So let me show you the video of that happening, and then we'll...
Senators to present a proposal.
Stop bullying Bill Gates.
I am Peter Flaherty, chairman of the National Legal and Policy Center. If we had an independent chair, the company would be less identified with Mr. Buffett's political activities. He's donated tens of billions to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. As Bill Gates explained when the company was still together, although the company bears our names, basically half our resources have come from Warren Buffett. If woke culture is the disease, then philanthropy is the virus. The Gates Foundation bankrolls the teaching of critical race theory around the country, including that math is inherently racist. The Gates Foundation offers a gender identity toolbox, which asserts that gender is a result of socially and culturally constructed ideas. This is a lie. Gender is not a cultural construct. It is a genetic and biological fact. You're not going to censor what I say, ma'am. I'm very sorry. And I'll appeal to the chair that I be allowed to continue. Sir?
You may continue, but you're under limitation.
Of course. We know how much Bill Gates cares about children. He met and traveled with Jeffrey Epstein many times. The Gates Foundation may be the largest single donor to the dark money machine known as Arabella and Society.
We don't.
It funds Fozzie and Funnier, please, for schools for making American cities unlivable.
Well, somebody
money goes also to groups conducting.
Funny, they cut his mic.
Probably that they cut his mic, and then, of course, they arrested him. Here's him getting arrested. Oh, wait. Is that video working? Let's see.
Yes.
And then here he is getting arrested. They came.
So we're not going to show you that, but I rest assured he's getting arrested. So how does that work? You're at an event. You're invited to the event. You're making a speech. You start revealing things that people don't want to hear, obviously, because anytime that they don't. See, truth is a funny thing, that if you don't want to hear it, you just block it out.
Right, but it's your First Amendment right.
Now, maybe
for free
it's true.
Speech. He has the right to be up there.
Here's my thought. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But do you think that's worth investigating to see if it's true?
I thought Gates' discussion on it when he was asked, hey, what was up with this? What does it matter? He's dead.
Yeah.
That kind of tells the whole thing.
They've got a flight log. They got the money trail. It's not that hard to go look this stuff up and see if that's true. And if it is true, why would you be opposed to that? And why is Berkshire Hathaway donating all this money to Bill and Linda Gates and the Gates Foundation? Obviously, Linda divorced Bill over this thing because she thought he was hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein a little too much, is the story.
And if you start digging into this, you find out that they don't see anything wrong with doing what Jeffrey was doing and children and all the sex trafficking and things like that. When you start digging into it, the evidence is out there.
Well, and that brings the next story up. Two big to fail banks now connected to Jeffrey Epstein and child sex trafficking.
No, really?
Now, Jess Staley worked for 30 years at J.P. Morgan and 9 years as the CEO of Barclays Bank in the U.K. He resigned last year following an investigation into his ties with Jeffrey Epstein that was launched after a lawsuit against J.P. Morgan accused J.P. Morgan of aiding Jeffrey Epstein in paying off victims and recruiters. The suit alleges that human trafficking was the principal business of the accounts Epstein maintained at J.P. Morgan. Who'd have thought? Yeah. And Jess Staley is accused of forcibly and violently raping one of the victims and is said to have told her that Jeffrey Epstein authorized him to do whatever he wanted. Jess Staley was set to take over Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, who some believe will be charged with criminal conspiracy for his service to Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking operation. Now, there's some documentation here, and all I'm saying is, what the hell's going on?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is going on? You got the biggest, richest guys all kind of starting to get connected to this sex trafficking thing. You got the flight log that all of these guys, the Clintons, and you know all of these mainstream moguls, you know Rob Reiner, we could go through the whole list.
Well, if you do the research, the World Economic Forum, they've got it in black and white in their document about how to groom children and what children should be used for and all that, and they're all part of that.
Well, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
And the rest of the story.
As is illustrated in RFK Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, AIDS and AZT was Fauci's first official go-to at the state-sponsored depopulation. Celia Farber writes that Peter Staley is the most iconic AIDS activist in the world. He was the guy who made the AZT happen. The well-hyped media story goes something like this. Young gay activist Peter Staley came out as a homosexual in 1985 and inspired his older brother, Jess Staley, to join him in the fight against AIDS, demanding more drugs, faster drugs, and cheaper drugs from Big Pharma. Now we're pulling Big Pharma into this too.
Yeah.
While posing as the voice for downtrodden LGBTQFUZYK, with the almighty support of the mainstream media behind them, the two brothers demanded that Big Pharma put speed ahead of safety and efficacy. Does that sound kind of familiar at all? Anything we're talking about? Mm-hmm.
Like? Was there a warp somewhere in there?
And Fauci, interesting. This campaign directly resulted in the rapid FDA approval of AZT in 1989. Big profits were made. I think there's a theme here. Big profits were made. Shortcuts were taken, and AZT killed thousands. Mm-hmm. Wow. This is almost like deja vu. And as illustrated in RFK Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, AIDS and AZT was Fauci's first official go at a state-sponsored depopulation.
Yeah, and you were saying earlier that the higher-ups, who all that is, I have it right here, Rothschilds, the DuPont family, the Rockefellers, the Bush family, the Morgan family, are all part of that.
You can't forget Soros. And interestingly, right? There was an article this last week that came out on May 15th that really kind of shed some light, and I want to read this portion of it, but the billionaire investor and liberal philanthropist George Soros announced on Monday that he is alive and healthy after rumors that he died of a heart attack spread on social media. George Soros dead had been trending on Twitter since Sunday. The rumor was apparently kicked off that afternoon by an Irish right-wing activist who announced that George Soros has died of a violent heart attack, attributing the news to a handle called Politics for All of Ireland.
We've got to go to break, and then we're going to come back and finish this, because there's some more of the story here, too, that I'm reading that is unbelievable.
Perfect.
All right, with that, we will pick this up on the other side.
CCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Mexico has begun transporting illegal immigrants south away from the U.S. border, as well as busing new arrivals away from its border with Guatemala in an effort to relieve pressure on its border cities. Mexican officials believe the strategy would reduce crossings temporarily, but experts say it's not sustainable. GOP lawmakers want the U.S. to do something. Speaking with the Salem News Channel, Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson criticizes Democrats for abandoning border security.
We've offered amendments to just complete building the wall that we paid for, and Democrats uniformly vote against that type of thing. So they have no interest in border security. Remember, President Obama declared it a humanitarian crisis when we were encountering and apprehending 2,000 people a day. We've been over 11,000 people a day, and that will skyrocket above and beyond that.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he and President Joe Biden will meet tomorrow in person to discuss raising the nation's debt limit. McCarthy and Biden spoke by phone today as the president was flying back from a trip to Japan. A man released from prison by President Obama is back in jail.
A convicted cocaine dealer whose life sentence was commuted by former President Obama in 2015 is charged with attempted murder and a shooting that left a woman brain dead. Police say 54-year-old Alton Mills was sitting in his SUV at a red light in a Chicago suburb early Sunday morning. When the light turned green and he did not move, a car drove around him. Police say he followed the car and fired three shots, hitting a woman who was sleeping in the back seat. The driver got the tag number on video. Mills later admitted to being the shooter and now faces three counts of attempted first-degree murder. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A joint statement from the G7 says it wants to be friendly with China, but has concerns about the South China Sea. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government is spying on you. No surprise, I know, but did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
The Centers for Disease Control reports another death linked to eye drops tainted with a drug-resistant bacteria.
Four people have died, 81 people have been infected, and 14 people have lost their vision. Cases have been reported in 18 states. The bacteria driving it, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, is resistant to standard antibiotics. CDC investigators say most of the patients had used certain brands of eye drops, and products from EzraCare and Delsym Pharma were recalled in February. After the recall, health inspectors visited the plant in India that made the eye drops and found problems with how the drops were made and tested, including inadequate sterility measures. The CDC also said four people needed surgery to remove an eyeball due to the infections. I'm Ed Donahue.
Estonia and Latvia jointly planning to acquire German air defense systems for the protection of the airspace of the two NATO nations. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Wisconsin man is charged in a plot to hack and steal from sports betting accounts.
A
Authorities allege 18-year-old Joseph Garrison and several others stole $600,000 from 1,600 accounts of an unnamed sports betting website. U.S. Attorney's Office says Garrison could face up to 57 years in prison if convicted of the six charges against him, which include wire fraud and unauthorized computer access. Prosecutors say Garrison and others used surnames and passwords exposed by other data breaches to gain access to some 60,000 accounts. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, May the 21st, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including R&B singer Ron Isley of the Isley Brothers. He's 82. Actor and director Nick Cassavetes, 64. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State at the top of the hour. Go ahead and finish your story, and then let's talk some more about this Jess Stanley, Ed Morgan Stanley.
So we were talking about George Soros dead had been trending on Twitter since Sunday. The rumor was apparently kicked off that afternoon by Irish right-wing activists. Now, news of Soros' death had been prematurely announced before. In 2013, Reuters accidentally published an unfinished obituary for the freelancer or financer, which read, George Soros, who died at blank blank, was a predatory and hugely successful financier and investor who argued paradoxically for years against the same sort of freewheeling capitalism that made him billions. Now here's a really interesting part, too. Born to a Jewish family in Hungary, Soros spent the Second World War concealing his ancestry while working with the occupying Nazis, a job he later said he had to do but felt no guilt over.
Yeah.
And this is somebody we employed for decades?
Well, and this is something to where most of these folks that we're having problems with in all of these different cities – right here, post-millennial, as of today's date. Nothing to do with race. Daniel Penny speaks out after being charged by Soros DA for saving New York City subway passengers from violent criminals.
I mean, he's a white supremacist, obviously.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
What else? What other explanation for it?
These Soros DAs constantly take all of these Antifa members and let them go. And if you just are wearing a red hat in the wrong place, you're going to be charged.
Well, if you're white and wearing the wrong hat, they're probably going to beat you on the way to the station. So let's get back to this this Jess Stanley thing, because I want to finish this off, because this lawsuit, okay, that has been filed, Jess Stanley was in J.P. Morgan, became a printer of woke LBGQ XYZ FU banking, and after 30 years at J.P. Morgan and 9 years of as CEO of the Barclays Bank in U.K., he resigned after the investigation into his ties with Epstein was launched as part of the U.S. Virgin Island lawsuit. According to the lawsuit, J.P. Morgan knowingly, negligently, and unlawfully provided and pulled the levers through recruiters and victims were paid and was indispensable to the operation and concealment of the Epstein trafficking enterprise. Human trafficking was the principal business of the accounts Epstein maintained at J.P. Morgan. Jess Stanley exchanged several hundred emails with Jeff Epstein. Some of them coded like the infamous Pizzagate emails. Well, Pizzagate, oh, another conspiracy theory, right? Well, here's one of the emails was Stanley to Epstein. Say hi to Snow White for me. And Epstein's reply was, what character would you like next? And Stanley says, Beauty and the Beast. Now, he's talking to Jeffrey Epstein. So I'm sure they're talking about Disney movies.
Nothing to see here, definitely.
Yeah, I'm sure they're talking about Disney movies. Disney movies, great. So Jess Stanley is accused of forcibly and, you know, raping these victims and so forth. He was told that he had all this was at the behest of Jeffrey Epstein's approval. A New York federal judge threatened J.P. Morgan Chase with contempt of court if it did not speed up the production of evidence related to Jeffrey Epstein. Jamie Dimon is scheduled to be questioned under oath later this month on his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Now, isn't that getting interesting? Jamie Dimon, huh? Throwing gas on the fire, 19 Republican states have just accused J.P. Morgan of closing bank accounts on political or religious grounds. In a letter to CEO Jamie Dimon, J.P. Morgan Bank is accused of canceling major organizations' checking accounts and screening them with questions upon religious and political reinstatement before reinstating them. Now, you can see that full article if you want to on News Wars. But good grief. How much crap where are we at in all this crap?
Well, why is this surprising? When you look back, way back now at this point, to ABC and the gal that ended up leaking out, she wasn't even trying to come out with the fact that she had the story, but ABC shut it down because you had royalty that was shutting the story down and said, you can't do it. This goes way back.
Gee, I guess the fact that maybe the prince was involved with Epstein might be. And let's hit another story and then we'll get to Durham. Okay, the story that I do want to hit again here is the Carrie Lake thing that's going on. Now, we've got Carrie Lake that's been in court all week about vote and here's another conspiracy. There is no evidence of vote.
Is no problem there with the voting system.
There's
or
no
the vote.
There's no problem with the voting system. There's no evidence in Shasta County here that there's any cheating going on. The Dominion machines. Funny Dominion. It's interesting how that works. So this is good grief. You can't make this up, okay? So top Republicans urged defunding of the FBI prosecuting corrupt agents in the Durham report. I got the wrong story pulled up here. Hold on a second. Let me get it over here. Okay, Carrie Lake was decided. So Attorney Olson for Carrie Lake, the election was decided by 17,117. That is out of 2.59 million votes, a difference of 6.6%. The number of ballots at issue, whether the court were to set aside for illegality, is 70,000. So
you think that might change things a little bit?
So I've got a little. Here's the attorney making closing arguments. I guess it was on Friday, on the 19th. Here we go. Let me see if we've got this. It's queuing up here.
Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs was decided by 17,117 votes. That, however, is out of 2.559 million votes, a difference between the two candidates of 0.67%. The number of ballots at issue, whether the court were to set aside for illegality, the 70,000, the 274,000 in a proportional manner, or in a under Groundby laws, proportionality is the standard. Under Miller, it could be a straightforward calculation. This election should be set aside. Your Honor, the election was unlawful. 16,550 was not complied with. Defendants don't dispute our expert. They don't dispute the evidence. trust must be restored, Your Honor. Following the law requires acting in accordance with its express terms. It's that compliance that builds faith in the system. And it's non-compliance that destroys it. And just as you saw Ms. Onakai testify, she saw firsthand what goes on in Maricopa County during the elections. Same with Mr. Myers. As he said, the math didn't add up. Your Honor, we request that this election be set aside. Thank you.
So we'll see how this goes, but there's a ton of evidence that says that there's a problem.
There was a much better clip that was in there that I know it's – we'll see. I'll see if I can find it for you after the break, and we'll plug it into my phone and we'll play it for a minute. But they had signature verification and somebody that was verifying signatures to the tune of some –
Well, the number, I know. The ones that were going by, he's just clicking through them that you don't have time.
270,000 votes.
That's what he's talking about, is the 274,000 in that thing where they were supposed to verify the signatures, but they weren't.
They verified them on average between 0 and 2.9 seconds.
The reason I didn't show that clip is because it's more of a visual, and the reason that's a problem is because it shows the guy clicking them on the left. But and then every once in a while, the guy who's actually examining the signatures will click. And it's, so it's like for every 30 signatures the one guy's looking at, this guy's seeing one that he's actually verifying. So it, what it does is it proved that these guys weren't verifying anything. They were just running through the signatures through the machine so they could say that they verified them. But it is a visual.
I've got a second one that's not that same one. It's not okay. A visual. We'll play it after the break. I'll pull it up.
Okay, and before we go to something new on the voting and ballots and stuff, did you see that in Detroit, where 3 hours and 15 minutes after the polls closed, a minivan pulls up and dumps a bunch of Biden's ballots into the boxes?
I've seen all of them. I mean,
and they're saying that, you know, the elections weren't rigged.
It's like here, you got Dominion Systems. They won't let you examine the machines. They won't let you examine any of the evidence, you know, but we're supposed to trust these people.
Yep.
Oh, just trust us. Everything's fine. There's no evidence.
Yeah, and there's several videos like this. This isn't the only one.
But as soon as you start digging, and no matter where you start digging, you start finding all kinds of evidence that the elections are rigged. So let's say that there was no election rigging locally here. So what? I want to make sure that there can't be any election rigging.
Exactly. Why is it a problem that we're asking to have transparency about the elections for the control that we are giving all of these authorities over our lives? This COVID pandemic should have been a wake-up call for absolutely everybody.
Well,
it's sickening to look around right now at Reading, just Reading, and obviously the rest of the country too, but to see all of the businesses that are closed.
Well,
you can't even go up two blocks right now without seeing all of the businesses that are
closed.
These
idiots are destroying the country because they don't like the country. They hate the country.
They're destroying the country because they want to kill you.
Well,
that's what that said in that book, right?
But they never look ahead to see what the end game with that is.
The minions that are like those little aliens in the movie. They're the minions out there think they're building some kind of utopia. Oh, the capitalist system doesn't work. Except they don't understand what they're going to get is going to be 10 times worse. And if you are in a government where you're participating in and you have rights, you know, you can change the government, you can be involved in the government. When you get to this communist system, you don't get to do anything except what you're told. And they don't understand that this utopia is going to turn into a hell on earth, just like it has in every other country that adopts this system.
Yeah, that they're going to be replaced just as easy as we're going to be replaced. It doesn't matter at that point.
Nobody will own property and you'll like it.
Yeah, I mean,
here's the other big thing that nobody really talks about, but if you're a lefty out there and you're listening, I just want you to think about one thing. Right now, you're being told that you need to mess with the system. You need to end up... Everything okay?
Yeah. I can hear something.
Oh.
Not sure what it is.
I think I might have that video you're talking about right here.
Sorry.
So, we're being told that, okay, you need to go out there and we need to uproot the system at its very roots. We need to overthrow the government and have a new one. You've been programmed this entire time by your institutions, by your schools, by everything out there to become somebody who is going to burn down systems. All right, as soon as the system is burnt down and they replace it with what they want, which they will, because you still have no control, they are going to get rid of you first. There's going to be a very limited amount of you that are going to be allowed because they don't need you to destroy their system anymore, and now you're a threat. What do you think happens to you? Have you not thought about this? You are the first one on the chopping block. End rant.
Yep. Well, that's what I was saying. Do they see where this is headed? They're not going to pick and choose at that point. They're just going to get rid of everybody.
Well, and they're
not going to ask you, are you right? Are you left? They don't care at that point. They'll destroy you.
Looking at what Schwab just said in that book that we talked about earlier, we have pushing 6 billion people right now. He just said we need to eliminate 5 of 6 billion people to have it down to 1 billion people. And they're talking about doing this quickly. They're not talking about doing this.
Well, see, he talks about it. Gates talks about it.
And now
Fauci
thinking
talks
about Gates too. Okay. Who is the largest now farm owner in America?
Gates.
Oh, yay. Well,
which is part of BlackRock.
Hey, that's who I want in charge of everything, a satanic pedophile.
Yeah, but, and then, you know, that involves BlackRock because he's right in there with BlackRock that owns everything.
Well, and they have the funding for everything. If you don't have funding, you don't have a business.
Well, because if you got a bank that prints out money out of thin air and counterfeits everything and lends it to their friends, guess what?
Oh, and guess what? Did you see where they're part of the Federal Reserve?
Oh,
shuck. Yeah. That wouldn't happen.
Hey, that's capitalism, isn't it?
That wouldn't happen at all to have them part of the Federal Reserve now, would it?
Hey, that's free markets where everybody gets what they're told because the guys who are lending the money to us and are counterfeiting the money to buy our bonds and so they own it.
So there's no problem, no conspiracy theory, there's no nothing, there's no problem.
I've got 3 more things right here. So we were talking about the meat, right? Okay, so breaking news from Dr. David Eli. Breaking news, new research shows that production of lab-grown meat, fake meat, emits 2 to 25 times more carbon than natural meat. GWP of all purified scenarios range from 2.46 to 1,500 kilograms of CO2.
This isn't about fixing the planet. This isn't about fixing greenhouse gas. This isn't about saving the planet and the environment and greenhouse gas. This isn't about climate change. This is about control.
If this was about climate change, you would have all of the investment money going to thorium nuclear reactor plants, they would be able to have
electric cars for just example. Okay, if it's really about the climate change and the greenhouse gases, how come if we go to electric cars, we produce more greenhouse gases through coal-fired plants and everything else on?
Why don't you come up with something better than an electric car?
Why would we get rid of all the dams that create the cleanest power ever? Why would we do all of that if it's about the greenhouse gases and if it's not about control?
Well, and we had the White House just this last week that was touting, I believe it was in Illinois, that they were touting the plant that was going in that was going to be a battery plant, except for the fact it already shut down because it can't compete with child slave labor in China where we're giving all our money.
So I do believe if we got rid of everybody in the United States, let's just say everybody's gone, it would make no difference around the world with the pollution and climate change, quote unquote, because all the other countries don't do anything.
They're selling us the solar panels that we are indeed and produced and then using the money to build coal power plants in freaking China. Are people not getting this? Are they not understanding? It doesn't work. There was just an article that came out just this last week that was talking about how, and it was from a government agency that ended up going through and doing it, they were discussing how two-thirds of America was at risk of blackouts this year because of energy problems.
Let's put more strain on the grid out there. We can't support it now. Well, what's the problem if everybody go gets electric cars?
Okay, so with that, let's segue into Durham investigation, because what we found out in the Durham investigation is they lied about everything. They
lied. Liars.
They lied about Trump. They lied. Obama was involved. Clinton was involved. It was her. It was her at her direction that the dossier was created with her money. The FBI was involved. The Democratic Party was involved with going after Trump instead of while they were covering up Hillary Clinton's email scandal and her, you know, getting rid of the evidence after it was already subpoenaed. You know, we found out that all these, you know, Strzok and what's his name with the googly eyes, Shifty Shift and Fart Boy, what's his name,
Biden. I saw one came to my head.
No, he's poop man. who's the guy that, let one go on live television? I can't think of his name. Swalwell.
it's awfully close to another thing, huh?
So, all this Trump, so I actually pulled the report this morning, and I'm gonna post it.
So one of my questions is if all that evidence came out, so does things get walked back?
Well, let's talk about that too, but I just want to set the ground here, lay a foundation. So I'm looking at the report itself from Durham, the opening of Crossfire Hurricane. It's set forth in greater detail in section, I'll post this, a record, the manners reflect upon the receipt of unevaluated intelligence information from Australia. The FBI swiftly opened the case. So this was a setup. It was a setup from the beginning. There's all the documentation to back this up. I suggest you read the opening of the investigation, and then you'll have the other guy say, well, they were investigating Trump too. This is just another investigation. Well, there's a difference between investigations when one is based on completely fabricated evidence that doesn't exist, and one that actually is based on the truth and facts. And you can check out on that on either case.
And even though they knew it was fabricated, they offered him money and incentivized him to lie.
Yeah.
And everybody knew it. Obama knew it.
And they blasted it out on the media. Blasted it out to the mainstream media. No problem.
This is all documented. The speeded manner in which the FBI opened and investigated Crossfire Hurricane during the presidential election season was based on raw, unanalyzed, uncorroborated evidence also reflected a noticeable departure from how it's approached prior matters involving possible attempts at foreign election interference plans aimed at the Clinton campaign. So we've got foreign actors, that are receiving foreign money in our White House. We've got the FBI that's working for them at the behest of whoever's in charge of that machine, the Democrats. So this is all working well, right, folks? Because that this is all the America, right? This is capitalism, right?
Well, and they thought it was just great. When you look at what's going on, we are one week away from them just ramping this all back up. Point in case, I have a post from May 19th, 2023 here from Jerome Adams. Now, if you may not remember who he is because he's not really relevant anymore, but he was Trump's Surgeon General. So this was his post as of 2 days ago. If you think COVID is over, it's not. If you think we're seeing anything more than the tip of the iceberg, you're mistaken. If you think it won't impact you or someone you care about, you're wrong. Bro, where are you at? We moved on like a long time ago from this. But no, he hasn't. He still wants the lockdowns. Point in case, I've got another one right here from the Times from May 15th. I have lockdown nostalgia, and I'm not alone. Well, if you want a lockdown, go find a city to where you can lock yourself in it and just stay there forever.
Okay.
Okay.
So this was a report that was on Maria Bartiromo's morning news program, Sunday Morning Futures. I want to play this, and then we'll have some more talking points, and then we'll go over it. This is an interview that was done this morning, and then it talks about the first person she's talking to was the administration's staff from Obama, and of course they knew nothing. But let's are we ready to go? Are we ready for the video in there?
Yes, we are.
All right, very good. Thank you. Here we go.
This was an election year. You've got one campaign paying for dirt on another campaign, and you've got the amazing intelligence agencies of our government weaponized. So that's what has taken place here. You're saying you knew nothing about it? You were President Obama's right hand. And a lot of people wonder how much President Obama
directed. This is Valerie Jarrett she's talking to.
Did President Obama direct any of this?
That's not how it works. That's not how our investigations work. That we leave that to the intelligence community to bring forward information.
Wow.
That was former President Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett with me back in 2020 when I pressed her about what President Obama knew about the Trump-Russia probe, which, according to special counsel John Durham, was seriously flawed, and there was no basis or evidence to launch such an investigation. Something my next guest, Devin Nunes, told us back in February of 2018, 5 years ago, he broke that news here on this program, that the entire Trump-Russia collusion pushed by Democrats, the DOJ, the FBI, and the mainstream media was a made-up story. Now we are learning from the Durham report that the FBI appeared to have made no effort at all in investigating Bill and Hillary Clinton over claims that individuals in foreign countries were attempting to buy influence through donations to the Clinton Foundation and Hillary's 2016 presidential campaign. Joining me right now with reaction is the truth teller. This bombshell is going to be here, our topic, for former House Intelligence Committee Chairman, current Trump Media CEO, Devin Nunes. Devin, great to see you. Thanks very much for being here.
Great to be with you, Maria.
Your assessment of the Durham report.
I think overall, this is a really sad day for America because what it represents is the total collapse of the justice system. A lot of people see this as, oh, FBI, intelligence agencies. No, no, no. This represents the entire collapse of the justice system. And it really, the Durham report reads like the tombstone for the justice system. And it would say something simple, like, here lies the justice system, the Justice Department, and we knew there was criminality, and we couldn't do anything about it. That's really what the Durham report says. There's a lot of great information in there, but nothing's been done.
Well, why? I mean, why is there no accountability after all of these years? You knew it from day one. You came out with the Nunes report back in 2018 and walked us through how this was a made-up story from the Clinton campaign. And yet, look at where they are now. All of these people who were complicit in pushing this lie, whether it's Peter Strzok, John Brennan, James Comey, they've got big jobs at universities, and they're writing books, and they're on MSNBC and CNN as national security experts.
Yeah, so the way you have to look at this, it's even bigger than that and all of those bad, evil characters. What this is really about, it's about the Justice Department collapsing. It's also about the judicial branch of government collapsing, and the fake news media collapsing. Now, look, Maria, a lot of this we talked about on your show for the last 6 years. Your viewers understand that. But I think you have to take a global view of what the repercussions really are here. Because, you know, the judicial branch, I just mentioned the justice system, how that's completely broke down. I mean, they knew about it, couldn't do anything about it. But how about the judges? Let's just take, there's three easy examples with the judges. You have the FISA court. They did absolutely nothing. The FISA court could have stepped in. They knew right away when I knew. They knew in 2017. And then for sure they knew in 18 when we notified them. Did they do anything? No, they covered it up. You also had the activity of federal judges as it related to General Flynn. Then fast forward.
Looks like we got to go to a break, folks.
All right. We will catch you on the other side. We'll catch three.
Are we going to a break? Well, evidently not.
Let's go ahead and go to a break, and we'll pick it up on the other side. We will see in 3 minutes.
Just a town, looking like some.
happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
Fire Media, community radio for the North State, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I don't know if there's more to this clip. Let's go ahead and hit it again and see what's happening here. Are we on? No? There we go.
Chairman Devin Nunes, we'll be right back. Welcome back, and I am back with former House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, CEO of Trump Media. Devin, you were just going through the impact of what took place in 2016 and 17 with the Trump-Russia investigation and the collusion lie. Your thoughts on the fact that the FBI also completely ignored any claims that Hillary Clinton was accepting money and influence peddling the way Joe Biden has been doing as well. So not only did they pursue these FISA warrants against Trump officials, they were ignoring anything regarding Hillary Clinton, right?
Exactly. And that's why most Americans are saying, how can this happen? How can this happen in the United States of America? Now, as you know, I spent a lot of time abroad. I made a lot of friends overseas. And I have gotten so many calls after this Durham report from people who are saying, what in the hell is going on in the United States? How can you guys have a justice system like this? I think a lot of people were shocked. A lot of them knew me. A lot of them knew that I was telling the truth. But when you see Durham go through this exhaustive three-year process and actually come forth with all of this information, that in any normal world, there were so many crimes committed here. And remember, don't forget that you had Obama. You asked me, what did Obama know about this? Well, this was a stunt by the Hillary Clinton campaign in 16. It failed miserably because Donald Trump won overwhelmingly.
Right.
Then what happened? Obama was directly involved because he's the one that went back right after the election in 2016. He got all the intelligence agencies involved, and they leaked out to the fake news media that, oh, the Russians must have done something, and they were trying to help Trump. Obama did that, but Obama knew. We now know from Durham, Obama knew and his team knew in August of 16 that this was a dirty trick by the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Unbelievable.
So
yeah.
I think the question is, you know, where do we go from here? That's the real question.
Yeah.
Right.
Where do
the real
go?
Question is, who goes to jail from
we
here?
We at least have is our voice, and that's what we can do to spread that word. But I think the Congress is going to have to dive deep into this.
Yes, for sure. All right. And Devin Nunes, great to see you. Thanks very much for being a truth teller.
So on my next clip, I've got Jim Jordan, and he's saying that the only thing that the Congress can do basically at this point is use the power of the purse. As the power of the purse.
Well, let's be honest about what should happen.
Well, a lot of people should be going to jail and then up on charges.
They should all be charged with sedition. Well, this was sedition.
Treason as the standard. And, you know, the punishment for treason is death. So this is, you know, this is serious stuff. So let's see what Jim Jordan has to say here. Here we go.
The media mob is still dishonest. The FBI is still politicized. The DOJ is now weaponized more than ever. And the Democratic Party is pulling all the strings. Here now with reaction, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan is with us. You know, you were on this program an awful lot during that time, Congressman. Yep. And this is what your committee is now looking into. Is our FBI politicized? Has it been weaponized? Because we did not hold these people accountable in 2016, they were very emboldened, it seems, in 2020, weren't they? At the FBI putting cinder blocks on the scales of that election, along with active CIA agents and former intel officials, right?
Well, Sean, think about it. In 2016, it was the Clinton campaign working with the FBI to go after President Trump and his election, his campaign. In 2020, it was 51 former CIA agents and intel officials working with the Biden campaign to do the same thing. So we've seen it twice now. One, it was the FBI. The second one, it was former intel officials, but the same objective, to go after President Trump and keep him from being president. This report was as tough as you could get. It said the Comey FBI failed to uphold its mission of fidelity to the law. Think about that. Failed to follow the laws, what it found. No evidence, no predicate, no evidence whatsoever to start this investigation. And then they talk about a trusted source who came to him and said, hey, this really looks like it's the Clinton campaign making it all up to go after President Trump. And they dismissed that evidence and they went after him nonetheless. That's how bad this is. That's what this report shows. And the only way we can hold them accountable is to go at the one thing that everybody cares about, the money. We have to look at the appropriations. That's the only leverage we ultimately have in Congress. We have to look at the power of the purse if we're ever going to get control of these agencies who did this not just once, but multiple times.
How is it possible it took so long? The evidence was right out there in front of everybody's eyes if they wanted it. Mr. Higher Loyalty, James Comey, and how is it they all get off scot-free? Why do I believe that if any conservative was involved in any effort like this to alter an election in this country and tip the scales of balance in an election and spread outright Russian lies like this, that there would be consequences, especially members of the FBI that have been politicized?
Yeah, no, it's the double standard, and you're right. If this was conservatives who were involved in anything like this, they'd be going after them nonstop. But when it's the other way around, you never see him actually being held to account. That's why we have to look at the power of the purse. We have to look at the appropriations process. I mean, this report, it talked about this Danchenko, who was the subsource for steel. Danchenko was investigated 12 years ago for espionage. And then what did the Comey FBI do? They paid him to go validate the steel dossier, which he couldn't do. That's how bad this thing was. I mean,
$1 million.
And what they put the country through. Remember, this was 3 years. All we ever heard about was Russia and Mueller and this investigation and collusion and coordination. None of it was true, all based on a lie. And most importantly, the FBI knew it was a lie. They had no evidence. The report's very clear in the executive summary. No evidence whatsoever to commence this operation, to commence Crossfire Hurricane. They had none. They did it anyway. They put our country through it. That is the true threat to democracy we face today, is when entities and agencies in our government behave like this FBI did.
I want to ask you this. Are you talking about defunding the FBI and maybe even the CIA or a reorganization? Christopher Wray, he could have gotten to the bottom of this. He decided not to. And then on top of that, now we have 2020. FBI has a copy of Hunter Biden's laptop. In December of 2019, they verify it in the spring of 2020. But yet FBI agents in the lead up to the 2020 presidential election are meeting weekly with big tech, warning big tech they may be victims of a disinformation campaign about Joe and Hunter Biden, hence the censoring of that laptop story. Yeah. Then we've got the 51 dirty intel agents, as Miranda Devine called them, and they're signing off on it. And you said last week John Brennan admitted that his signature was purely political.
Well, I think that's enough.
And actually, too, can I get the cable? Because I have that video now that I, or the audio that I want to play on that Maricopa County situation. Because that's something to where people need to have an understanding of what took place there.
A few minutes left here, so, and then I do want to cover something else.
Right. Yeah, so one of my questions is, so what are they going to do about it?
Well, that's what he just said. They're going to have to defund him, and then the next election is going to Who's going to charge them? And the only other people that could charge these people would be your local officials, your local sheriffs, or your local DAs, or your local attorney generals in different states. That's the only other option you have, because they got control of the attorney general at the federal level, and they're in whose jurisdiction is it in? So,
and we have to constantly go back and take a look at the history of these places and why they were created. The FBI was originally created as the Unstoppables. You look up the movie, The Unstoppables, and it was Untouchables. Okay. Same thing. Come on, man. But so they were originally founded because of the level of corruption, and the mob had taken over and deep-seated and rooted themselves within all of the police, so the FBI got funded and started.
Yeah.
Right. So what would happen if you just kind of done away with FBI and them for now and started over again?
Started over.
Well, I think you're going to have to see them fired. You're going to defund it. I mean, that's pretty much the basis of firing. But, you need some kind of an agency, but
Let's go back to the original. The original was a constitutionally elected sheriff who then deputized individuals to go after these things. You should have the ability as an American citizen to say, hey, these are the people who are enforcing my laws. I have a say in how they are policing. We'd have a lot less problems with police as all of us from that.
You mean like go back to the Constitution?
Weird how that works.
That?
So let's play this and find out about what was going on in Maricopa County with some of the numbers here, because this is disturbing stuff.
2022 election. This is from a court proceeding this week in which Lake Attorney Kurt Olson explains how the Maricopa County election workers responsible for verifying signatures for ballots were apparently superhuman.
As our expert will testify, this isn't a question of not getting it right. It's simply they are not physically capable of reviewing the signature, both from the standpoint of being able to do an assessment with respect to the procedures, but also with respect to the functionality of the computer. When the image is, you have to scroll down to check the record signature. You don't see the scrolling down function. What that log data shows, Your Honor, is that over 274,000 ballots were approved at less than 3 seconds each. That includes one signature verifier who approved 100% of the 26,900 signatures that he verified at less than 3 seconds a signature. Maricopa's log file data shows that 11 of these signature verification workers approved 170,000 signatures at a rate of less than between 0 and 2.99 seconds with a 99.97% approval rating. That's not signature review, Your Honor. Simply flashing a signature.
Wow.
Well, that tells you everything you need to know, and you feather that in with what we talked about earlier. Okay, I have one more story here. I wanted to talk a little bit from the chat room about the
recall.
Yeah, but this story is the IRS has flagged over. This is the IRS has flagged over a million tax returns for review, citing possible identity theft. Who would, gee, I'd have never thought that would ever going to happen. They let a few thousand, hundred million people into the country, you know, and, gee, and they all steal social security numbers and they don't have work permits and they file fraudulent tax returns.
And then mainstream media this morning, I happened to have it on anyway, said something about this. And why are you worried that they hired more IRS agents? If you don't have nothing to hide, what's the problem with getting more IRS agents? Wow.
Well, when you get the law so that nobody can even figure out how to administer it, and there is no law, it's all based on the feelings of the different agents and who they like and who they dislike based on, look at what's going on in our justice system, then they can target anybody they want. You know, the BOLO list. Not that anybody's ever been targeted before. I don't know, Lois Lerner.
It's supposed to only be, you know, people that make $450,000 or more. It's the only ones that are supposed to be targeted.
That they don't like. So the IRS has flagged over a million tax returns, 2022 tax returns for additional review over potential identity fraud based on increased enforcement using filters that consistently report income and withholding amounts, while requirements age, filing history, and prison status. Small and mid-sized businesses are likely to be impacted, so they're going to go after the small and mid-sized businesses. The IRS,
but they said they weren't.
Yeah, well, which exactly. We're only going to be the big businesses. The IRS stated that thus far it has confirmed that 12,617 of the tax returns were fraudulent compared to 9,626 last year. The IRS anticipates to collect 167 million individual income tax returns in the year 2023. Chris Edwards of the Cato Institute said that the IRS is wrong and its allegations, is wrong about its allegations half the time. So,
And real quick, just bring that down to the state level. What is the state of California going to do because 332,000 people left and their income tax level has dropped dramatically and there's not the money in the
reparations.
Newsom said he wasn't going to do that.
First he said he wanted it,
and then he said he wasn't. I guess when he figured out it was more than the actual budget of California, that could have been a problem.
Not a big deal, man.
Yeah.
They can't really print the money because that's illegal.
Wait,
so.
I thought the plan was to charge the people state income tax even though they left the state.
They're trying to do that for up to 5 years, but...
Yeah, and then they want to charge you actually for leaving the state
in
the first place. Not just tax you while you're out of state, but they want to charge you a tax for actually leaving the state.
Yeah, especially if you sold any type of property.
Right. So, with all that...
In the meantime, teenagers, in the recent poll, this was on May 17th, teenagers would give up the right to vote to keep social media, survey reveals. Social media continues to be a strong value for young adults. A new survey of majority of teenage TikTok users would give up their right to vote in order to keep access to the popular video sharing app. The Reboot Foundation found 59% of young adults with TikTok accounts said that if they were forced to choose between social media or voting rights for 1 year, they would give up the lottery.
That's scary because they run into AI.
Oh, yeah. Well, this AI stuff, I mean, we are right on the precipice of a world changing so fast. So I've been playing, as some of you know, I've got really nice computers. And these computers can run a lot of this AI software that most majority, 90 probably 5% of America couldn't run. But that gives me access to be able to download these new models because we've had ChatGPT that has already changed the face of the world right now. Over, and it's old tech now at this point. It's getting updates, but it's actually getting more and more constrained as far as what it can do. Rather than getting bigger and bigger. The scary thing is the stuff that you're actually able to download now. I installed something that had 13 billion parameters last week that was on my computer.
Wow.
4 days later, after that, it came out with a new model that was trained on 30 billion parameters. That is how fast it's going. It is exponentially faster.
Yes, it is.
It's not even – experts were saying it's going to be a month that it doubles each time. It's not that anymore. It's 4 days or less. By the time you install some of these things sometimes, there's already a new, better model that's out, and it is not censored at all. The things that you can do on it are scary and terrifying, and I could be able to make a voice with 5 minute clipping of a voice. I can make you sound and say whatever I want you to. The amount of deep fakes and the amount of things that we're going to be able to do soon is just mind-boggling.
Well, with that said, let's talk a little bit about the recall here.
Locally, the knuckleheads.
Yeah, they're at it again. And, you know, it's basically the Marxist meatheads, you know, that are trying to recall Kevin Cry because they don't like the fact that it's a conservative board now and it is no longer under the control of the deep state, if you will, the local deep state.
Let's talk briefly, too, on the fact that they changed the laws. We succeeded in doing a recall up here in Northern California as a community-led effort to kick these gas bags out.
Well, at least one gas bag anyway.
Right?
Well, and it worked.
And then after that, it made not only nationwide news, it made international news over the globe because a small little community of maybe 200,000 was able to recall an individual up here and kick him out.
Because we did our power. We used our power that we're supposed to do. And then they changed the laws.
That's what I was going to say. The big takeaway here is the fact that now they've changed the law. And we never went back to pre-COVID, which is what we need to do to begin with. But they changed the law so that now Gruesome Newsom can appoint
the replacement
if he gets recalled, which is complete crap. How all of a sudden is the governor, and he has no dog in the hunt, why would he have any policy decisions or make any decisions as far as how the county's being run in the first place? That takes it out of the voters' hands. It takes it out of the voters' control of the elections. And how long is that going to be?
Yeah.
Before that turns into a problem.
How does he know who the people want to replace Kevin Cry? Whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. Either way, how does he know?
It could work both ways. It could work against you and for you, depending on who the governor is.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's really plugged in and really knows about what we want in the North State, right?
Well, and that's the point that I was going to get to. You have basically one individual up here who is representing us as a Republican – versus all of the other people down in Sacramento, all the other people in the sanctuary cities that are then getting represented for all of these illegal aliens that are coming in.
Well, it takes away our representation away from us for anybody.
Yep.
Because what if there's a Republican governor in there, and then all of a sudden he starts stacking our board of supervisors with whoever he wants, and it goes all Republican? I'm saying this does not work in either way because it does not represent the people at all. It represents Sacramento and their politics, and that's the problem.
And it shouldn't be left up to somebody to appoint.
We are
supposed to be able to elect our officials. That is our right to do.
Well, you're giving up your right when you do that. The good news is the recall guys sold like two T-shirts at the last Board of Supervisors meeting.
And imagine who the two were.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So... Anyway,
I was going to say something snarky about not having big enough ones for other people, but I'll leave that one alone.
Well, we got about a couple of minutes left here. I'm at the end of the of my rope here.
I've got one that I want to take a look back on because German city named Sex Capital of the World from Lust magazine claims it's calls. Cologne has been named the world's most sexually liberated city, with the city's panoply of gay bars and LGBT events bumping it to the top of the list.
Sure, that's Cologne and not colon?
It might be. So, according to the report, Cologne's 23 annual LGBT event, 4 gay pride festivals, 17 gay bars, 19 sex shops, at the top of the list, the West Hollywood. California is the second in Amsterdam, and Berlin completing the top 5. Now, what's interesting about this particular area is Cologne has not always enjoyed such a reputation. The city is a historic center for Catholicism in Germany. Although the Nazi Party struggled to gain a foothold in Cologne during the 1930s, social conservatism reigned for decades after World War II. More recently, the city's authorities were condemned for their tepid response to more than 1,000 rapes and sexual assaults by immigrants during the 2015 and 2016 New Year's Eve celebrations. One day had that many assaults. This is where we're heading. This is where, biblically, if you look back and you believe in the Bible, there was this place called Sodom and Gomorrah. With what we're seeing in our news every single day and with what we're seeing going down this path, in Sodom and Gomorrah, there was this whole idea that, oh, you're a man or you're a male and you're a virgin, I can just chase you down and have sex with you. That's not that far off from what we're seeing right now with tuck binders and the rest of this being sold to children as
well,
young as
the
five.
World Economic Forum believe that, you know, children should be introduced as sex slaves basically from the age
of
three.
I'd like to do a poll. I'd like to do a poll and see how many of those guys show up to the Church of Satan on whatever day they go, if they go.
No, remember, Biden's a Catholic.
Oh.
Well, that makes it difficult. Not exactly practicing,
well,
but whatever.
I don't know.
Well, you can't believe Biden because he doesn't know.
Biden is a serial liar. It doesn't matter. If he said he was a Catholic, you can almost be assured he's not. You know, whatever he says is exactly the opposite. I mean, he's been caught in so many out and out lies about so many different things. It's absolutely insane. Anyway, so
he doesn't tell the truth about anything.
Okay. The remember, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And we'll see you guys next week.
I'll have a great week.
All Gun Control is racist. See you next week. Thank y'all.
San Francisco, LGBTQ. Sweet Eileen is now called Steve. She looks just like a dude. And Allison takes medicine. Transition last spring. And dimples well lit.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.